going to ask you, if you've ever heard of any type of ceremony going on in this area, following the wedding, where a bunch of people would perhaps follow the couple back to the home, and it would get a little bit out of hand. Very rowdy affair, they play tricks on the couple, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Well, you're talking about a reception, more or less, or the, well, of course, here again, my Aggie influence is coming into this. We're murder on each other. One poor guy got married here. He was a student, or shortly after being a student, his dear Aggie buddies kidnapped him between the church and the reception, put him in the trunk of the car with a case of beer, told him he couldn't get out till he drank all the beer, and drove around the backcountry roads till after midnight. The bride had sheriff out looking for him, everything. And of course, there's most of this is fairly tame now. The stuff around here, the the rice and putting shaving cream in the car, the beer cans in the car, and decorating the car and all this sort of stuff. If they're going to go leaving their honeymoon.
Have you ever heard of anything called a chivalry?
I've heard the term, yes.
But you're not familiar with.
It's possible that someone might use that in describing the post-wedding party.
Have you ever heard it called a serenade?
No.
Say if there was a party somewhere and it's getting a little bit out of hand, the neighbor calls the police, and the police come by, they don't arrest just one person, but they arrest the
whole lot of them.
Or say at a party, if there's a band there, you might be having a
dance.
Could you tell me about a few different dances that you're familiar with?
I'm about as good a dancer as I am a fisherman. There's regular dancing and there's fast dancing. Of course, there's numerous varieties to both. Around here, there's the country and western type of music and dancing has become very popular again. And not the square dancing, which is still available, but these country and western ballrooms we have in the round spotted around the area generally play about half fast numbers where you're dancing away from your partner, jumping up and down and making like a Zulu warrior during the fertility rites. And or close dancing or slow dancing, and there's several different forms of that, and then there's also the shottis, which is popular.
What?
The shottis, which is generally done to one number, with one number. Around here is Cotton Eye Joe. And the waltz is also, I enjoy a waltz, country and western dancing. Waltz is one of my favorites. Because generally not that many people are trying it. My wife's a good waltzer and we can just float around the floor.
Are there many occasions around here to give people an opportunity to dance?
Well, we have bought this country and western ballroom. It's open every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. I guess it can hold about 1,000 people. And he's making a pretty good trade out there.
What about this expression? Say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
It's out. It'd be my first thing. Dismiss, I guess, would be the second.